I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I'm too inexperienced, too naive. You're thinking I haven't been with as many men, so my body's pleasurable zones are still so unknown. My erotic desires still forming. Most men would be turned on by that, by the ability to shape and mold their lovers' sexual tastes. But not you. If anything, my innocence repels you. It makes your kisses more hesitant. You feel you have to be more gentle with me. Sweet, tender, things you don't want to be with me. Not when you have me alone in the darkness. You want me to know what I want. You don't want to have to show or convince me. You want this to be easy, smooth, natural. You want my body pliant and ready. You want your masculine hands to roam over my body and know that I will instinctively know to mold myself against you. To close my eyes in surrender as you graze my lips with your teeth and hungry mouth. You think I don't notice your restraint. You think I don't notice the way your hands want to wind in my hair. The way you want to press me roughly into this couch right now as we kiss. But I do. I notice everything about you. I can feel your fingers curling around my ass through my jeans, pulling me roughly and then suddenly stopping, going slack and pulling back. I can see yourself silently willing your desire to quell the clench of your jaw. What you don't understand is that I know what I want. Despite my shy nature, my sharp breathing, I assure you, I know what I want, and I'm prepared to do what I can to get it. Let me show you. Just continue sitting there. I don't want you to move anything but your eyes. Watch me as I place my hands gently on your knees, shifting your legs apart so I can kneel between them on the floor in front of you. I'm going to unbutton my shirt slowly, each button popping soundlessly as you gaze down at me. I'm sure my cheeks are pinking slightly, my tongue sweeping over my lips nervously. Being this forward doesn't come naturally to me, but I want to do it. After the last button is undone and my sweater is on the floor, all that remains is me kneeling here in my jeans and my bra. A thin demi-cup that does little to hold the cleavage that's starting to spill over. As my breathing quickens, the fabric tightens, causing my breast to strain against the fabric. Despite your calm countenance, I can see by the increasing bulge in your pants that you're enjoying the view. That sight pleases me, causing a small smirk of delight to cross my features. You're waiting to see what I'm going to do next. Do you want to see more? You don't need to answer. My fingers are already at the clasp of my bra, pulling the hooks apart. I can see your eyebrows twitch in interest, lips parting slightly. I make sure my movements are slow, graceful, almost hypnotic. I slowly pull down one strap of the bra, slipping my arm through it, then the other, until I'm at your knees, flushed, cupping my now naked breasts with my hands, feeling the weight of them and smiling tentatively up at you. Do you like seeing me here at your knees? Such a submissive position. Do you like knowing that I want to be doing this for you? Not coerced, not influenced, but because I am so incredibly aroused at just the sight of you, I want you to see it. I drop my hands from my chest and my breasts feel the chill in the air immediately, causing my nipples to tighten almost painfully. The deep pink color is causing your mouth to water, your hands twitching at your sides. I see every subtle movement of your body. And without a word, I move up a bit. My hands come to rest on your belt, pulling it from its buckle with delicate care, never breaking eye contact with you. Oh, I love seeing how your cock springs to life as I do that. I can see your cheeks growing a bit pink. It's a lovely sight to see on a man so normally reserved. Can you shift a bit? I want to pull your pants down, inching them off your body until they pull at your ankles. Thank you. You're sitting there stiff and coiled in your boxers and shirt as you look down at me. I can feel myself getting wet already just at the sight of your hands in gentle fists at your sides. Those masculine hands that I can already picture traveling my body. My hands come to your knees and I begin to trail my fingernails upwards towards your hips. I feel you flinching. Does it tickle, darling? Does the sensation of my nails tickling up your leg cause your body to spasm in painful delight? My fingernails dig into your skin, coming to a stop at the hem of your boxers. Do you want me to keep going? To flatten and slide my hand under your boxers? To brush against your warm and hardened cock? Good, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to brush it lightly, but focus most of my energy on your inner thighs. Trail little zigzags along them until your entire lower body is one huge, tingling mess. Over and over your skin, the back of my hand brushing against your cock every once in a while, causing you to throb with need. I can see you shifting around, your Adam's apple bobbing. You want me to keep going, but you don't want to have to ask. Don't worry, darling. You don't have to. I slide my hands out from the bottom and bring them to the hem of your boxers. You don't hesitate, shuffling out of them quickly as I pull down. They join your pants at your ankles and suddenly the room is very quiet. All I can hear is our breathing, steadily increasing with every passing moment. Your cock hangs between us as you sit there, throbbing. I can feel your body thrumming with intense desire. A desire to push my wet mouth down onto your cock. To hurry things. But I don't want to rush this. Instead, I slip my hands onto your knees, bringing myself up a bit, I bring a forefinger to the underside of your shaft, tracing upward slowly to the tip, and then back down again. Your cock twitches eagerly. I smile a bit, enjoying myself. Does it feel good? Just this light, tickling sensation along the head of your cock. I wrap my hand around the base and give a loose tug. Your cock stiffens even further in my hand, which pleases me. I do this a moment longer, feeling the wetness pooling between my thighs with every whimper you make. I bring my mouth down and begin to place gentle kisses along your belly, closer and closer to the base of your shaft. Do you want me to keep going? I sweep my pink tongue along my full lips, moistening them before lowering my mouth to the head of your cock and breathing lightly. I see your body tensing further. Good. I place a gentle kiss there before planting sweet little kisses on my way down, down, until I've reached the base. Your eyes are hooded and looking down at me as I lick my way slowly from the base to the tip, making sure to keep my tongue flat until I get to the head of your swollen member. There I point my tongue, flicking the tip of your cock teasingly, before moving down once more. I can hear you hiss in pleasured agony as I do this again and again. I can feel you urging me to swallow you right then and there. I can hear the moans, their music to my ears. Have you had enough teasing? Perhaps I should be kind. I look up at you as I reach this point. I want to make sure you see how much I want this. To see as I slowly begin to meet my mouth with your tip. You give a pleasured shudder as I finally welcome the head of your cock fully into my wet mouth. God, that feels good. To feel your warm length slowly slipping over my tongue. Hearing your groans as you feel that silken pleasure of my mouth before I stop you and begin to suck ever so delicately. Slow and long movements at first, coating your cock in my saliva. Up and down. My fingers trail over your balls before moving upwards, coming to grasp the base of your cock. I begin a slow and rhythmic pumping, ever so subtle, as my mouth continues sucking your cock, my tongue making small swirls as I taste you. You taste so good. I want more. I want as much of you as you'll give me. And as if you can hear my thoughts, I can feel your hands on the back of my head, pushing me down further on your shaft. Your cock slides further over my tongue, pressing against the back of my throat. Good. Show me that you want this. Show me that I'm not a delicate doll to be looked at but never played with. I want you to use me. I want my mouth to be fucked by you. I don't want you holding anything back with me. Your hands are in my hair, pumping my mouth up and down in your lap, your grunts growing louder. Keep going. Show me how badly you want this. But then I want your hands on my tits. Yes, like that. Play with my tits as I suck you off. Roll the nipples between your forefinger and thumb. Just like that. Fuck, yes. It feels so fucking good. But don't stop the movement of your hips. I grab your hips, my fingers gripping into the flesh there as I steady myself. I want you to come. No. I need you to come. Can you see me? My head bobbing up and down on your shaft? Or are your eyes closed? I can't tell anymore. My attention is fixated on one thing. Making you come. I can hear your moaning telling me to go faster. I will. I'll go faster. That's right. Fuck my mouth. Push your cock into my throat. Keep going. Don't stop. Do you like feeling me sucking and licking and moaning? Can you hear me begging you to keep going? To keep thrusting your cock into my warm, wet mouth? I want you to. You want to come in my mouth? Then do it. I want to feel the culmination of need and desire spilling out of you and into me. Don't hold back. I can take it. I can take it all. I want to drink every last drop of you. Come for me, please.